We have more small donors than Yes Scotland do, and I think that's an indicator of broad-based support. I know in my own constituency of the case of a single mother who contributed £10 that frankly she couldn't afford because she cared so much about keeping Scotland within the United Kingdom. I think we're very much the grassroots campaign that will take forward the wishes of the majority of people of Scotland, but we're not complacent. We are hugely grateful for people for making donations, be they large or be they small.
But you've got big donations, you've got a lot of big donations from big business people and people with big money backgrounds.
Well, we have a lot of substantial donations and believe me, we are grateful for them. But equally, Yes Scotland has a number of substantial donations. But, you know, when I look at what's going on in Business for Scotland and some of the Yes Scotland groups, it's clear that they're working together. It's clear that that effort is in breach of the Electoral Commission rules. And we do need to abide by these rules. They're there for a purpose to ensure that the contest is fair and even-handed.
But are you happy about so much of your income coming from the landed classes, from the Duke of Buccleuch, people like the Earl of Seafield, from the bankers, people like Bruno Schroeder and Henry Angus, who's one of the biggest Tory donors in the UK?
I'm quite happy to use donations to further the campaign, but the bulk of the donations, you know, certainly from us, come from small donors. They come from people in communities across Scotland.
The bulk of the donations maybe do, but the bulk of the money doesn't.
And a sizable proportion, a far greater proportion than anything Yes Scotland has actually come from those small donations.
But doesn't it worry you, as a leading Labour Party MSP, that so much of this money is coming from Tory donors?
I think what you found is that the Conservatives, the Liberal Democrats and Labour have joined together because we believe the future of Scotland transcends those political boundaries that used to exist before, because we are united in our belief that Scotland is better as part of the United Kingdom.
What do the bankers and the landowners think they're going to get out of Better Together?
Well, nobody gets anything other than they are supporting a campaign which is very focused on winning the arguments about Scotland remaining in the United Kingdom.
But if so many of them are willing to put in thousands of pounds, why won't they be willing to speak about something they're clearly so committed to? It's kind of almost the opposite of putting your money where your mouth is, isn't it?
I think what you've seen, what we've all seen, is, you know, the extent to which when people put their heads above the parapet, in this campaign in particular, they've had their heads chopped off. We've also seen businessmen experience the same thing. I recall, I think his name is Bill Monroe from Barhead Travel. The vitriolic response on Twitter and other social media to his declaration of support for the No campaign was just extraordinary. So I can fully understand why some businesses, some individuals, would want to give donations but not actually speak out, because the response they get from Yes campaigners is just beyond the pale.